A story now about bikes and trucks. Now, we know there are more bikes on the road. There are actually fewer big trucks than other vehicles, but when bikes and trucks intersect, especially at intersections, it can be deadly. Something we became acutely aware of on December 6th, 2012, right outside our office. 23-year-old Christopher Weigel, riding his bike straight down busy Commonwealth Avenue, was hit by a tractor-trailer turning right off Comav onto St. Paul Street. He died, just like that, in front of horrified commuters, some of them our colleagues. His body lay under a sheet for the full day as police did their work, and we tried to do ours. Our colleague Candy worried that Christopher was alone. I later decided that we were there, a congregation mourning in cubicles. I wrote an essay about that day. It's at hereandnow.org, but I always wondered, how was Chris's family? How are you?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
It's always kind of a little whirlwind of emotion coming down here.
That's Christopher Weigel's younger brother, Dustin Weigel, who came by the station recently after putting up a new picture of his brother at the accident site. There's been one there for more than 3 years. As we walked back over to the corner, I had a chance to tell Dustin that we found out that there were people who stayed by his brother's side that day and how much that meant to my coworkers. It meant a lot to people.
Yeah, and a lot of people who say they come by here and think about him.
There's the picture that you've put back up.
And it's a very representative picture of him. It's got his trademark smile. A great description of kind of his passion. I'm glad, actually, when I was putting the picture back up today, there was a jogger who went by who said that she was really happy that it was going back up, because it goes up with a little write-up that Christopher wrote about photography. So I've talked to a couple people who said that it's inspired them when they've read it. So good to have that back up.
For a long time, there was a ghost bike here, painted white in memory of your brother. There were also all sorts of notes for him. And people did slow down. We're not in the heaviest commuting time here, but there's usually 20 bikes sitting at this light. And I always used to see bikers look over at it. I mean, did that at least mean something to you that, you know, people aren't forgetting?
Yeah, and that's definitely true. We have people from all over reaching out, people whose families have gone through similar things, or we have many people in the area who are keeping in touch, checking in, and doing whatever they can to help us along.
No criminal charges have been filed in the case of Dustin's brother, but the family is suing the driver and the trucking company, so we can't talk about that accident, except to illustrate what happens in general in what cyclists call the right hook. The cab of a truck might swing wide to turn right, but when the back of the truck angles closer to the curb, it can trap and drag the cyclist under the wheels. Dustin is pushing for new safety standards, and we got down to the difficult business of describing them. Okay. The major road, Comm Ave, is running off towards Boston. You can see the major buildings of Boston down there. There's a little slight hill that goes down there. There's a cyclist that's going by right now. Two lanes of traffic going one way. And then there's this cross street, and there was a large truck making a right-hand turn. And where was your brother?
He was in the bike lane that's marked on the street and going straight ahead. He had the right-of-way.
When the truck turned right. Now, as we've said, there's all sorts of legal questions here, but we want to concentrate on what you and others are pushing for, a safety mechanism that you think could have helped here.
What I've spoken for is a new law that would make it required for trucks of a certain size to have what are called side guards, and these would prevent pedestrians, cyclists, motorcycles. If you impact the side of the truck, it'll help prevent you from being swept underneath, and so the side guard can help turn what would be very likely a fatal accident into just an accident that someone could potentially just walk up from and walk away on their own.
I never thought about that. I'd never thought about what happens, why the big rigs are so deadly. Had you?
No, I hadn't thought about it until you never think that something like this will happen to a loved one or someone in your life.
We walked back down the side street behind our office building, where there's a parked truck with two metal sheets hanging down towards the ground. So here we are, Dustin. You've got a catering on the Charles catering truck that's been kind enough to pull up for us here. And I see below it, we're going to have pictures at herenow.org, but there's literally a piece of material hanging down. Describe that.
It's a big metal sheet that is covering the gap between the front and rear wheel. And so I think it would be very difficult to make your way, like even right now, if I tried climbing under the truck. I don't even think I would be able to.
Boston has actually instituted this as law for all city-owned trucks, but other companies might be balking. It's an additional cost for them, and they might be feeling like they assume some liability if they acknowledge that they need this. But address what you think it would do.
I've seen a statistic in the UK that they saw a 60% reduction in fatalities with unprotected road user and truck collisions. That I think that statistic speaks for itself. If you can install something very simple like this that can cause that much of a change, then I think it's well worth the cost. It actually improves the gas efficiency as well. It's a aerodynamic benefit.
This will be quite a legacy for your brother if you can get these on all trucks. You're smiling.
Yeah, I think it would be great to have something that could impact other people's lives like this, that prevent other horrible accidents from happening. It seems almost like a no-brainer to me.
Well, but he also, for such a young person, he had a legacy.
He was an incredible photographer, and his professors all spoke to how impressed they were with his work, and they actually have an exhibit in the School of Communication at BU now with around 40 of his photos that are up for anyone to see. So it's great to know that people are still appreciating his art and that he has his art still around that can be seen.
Well, he still, in a funny way, occupies that corner. So, Dustin, thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Dustin Weigel. His brother Christopher Weigel was killed in a truck bike accident in 2012. We'll have pictures of the metal truck flaps that Dustin is proposing. We'll have pictures of the intersection and of Dustin and his brother Chris at hereandnow.org. We'll also have Chris's writing that Dustin posted right next to his picture. He wrote it while a grad student at Boston University. It reads in part, "Photography has the unique ability to tell the story of a moment in time that will never be relived, that capture of emotion in a split second that's magical." At the bottom, his family writes, "Find and follow your own passion."